Welcome to the Bank First Ranger Hour. Super Talk Mississippi 93.7 Spotlight on Northwest Community College. And you can listen to our live stream at supertalknorthms.com. Just click on the link for the Bank First Ranger Hour. Now, here's your host, Gary Darby.
Ready for a Thursday, April 11 edition of the show. Another run into the fine arts. We're going to talk about the Entertainers Concert today. We've got athletics with Athletic Director Jake Gordon on the program. And a lot of different things we need to get into as our show goes on here today. Thanks for being with us, however you might be. Listening on Super Talk 93.7, if you're using the app, if you're streaming on your computer at work or whatever, we thank you for being with us today. You can always get in touch with us in studio with the text message line of 662-426-1093. You can go to the Twitter. You can go to the Facebook page. You can do a little bit of everything along the way to stay in touch. So fine arts continues and athletics continues. We'll discuss that on the show today. All right, friends, we'll talk fine arts. We'll talk athletics on the program today. That is our schedule. And at the end of it, some other news items in North Mississippi and move on into the rest of the Super Talk day. But for now, you know what we do on Thursday. We talk Northwest Community College, and we will continue to do so and hope you stay with us between now and 10 to hear all the discussion.
This hour is everything Northwest. Your connection to Northwest Mississippi Community College and powered by Bank First. Thanks for joining us on the Bank First Ranger Hour. Join the conversation now by texting 662-426-1093.
Anytime you hear me, whatever the show might be, that text message line is open at 662-426-1093. Later in the program, we'll have Athletics Director Jake Gordon. He's driving right now towards Ellisville, Mississippi, and we will connect with him to talk about sports and the spring and what's going on there. And don't forget also later this afternoon, anywhere you get your podcast, maybe you miss a portion of our discussion today, you can always go find it in a podcast form later today, anywhere you go and listen. You can find the Bank First Ranger Hour. Now it's a chance to talk with Assistant Choral Director and Applied Voice Instructor. That's a nice title at Northwest Community College. It is Lacey Halley who is on with me. Lacey, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry I made you wait so long there on the phone. Had an item or two of business to get to, but how are you today?
I am so great. How are you doing?
Things are good. We're rolling along, and this month has really been the month of the Fine Arts Department. We have gone, whether it's through, you know, band, choir, theater, also with, you know, just in art shows, different things that are going on. Today we're going to get into the vocal world with you. And remind us, if you don't mind, Lacey, how long have you been involved with Northwest Community College and part of the choral department?
This is my second year. I started out adjunct as an applied voice teacher and music app teacher and moved into the role of assistant choral director this year, and I took over the Entertainers Pop a cappella group, mm-hmm. which we're going to talk about. Yeah,
we are. But let me ask you something. Growing up, obviously music and singing was large in your life. Did you know at an early age that you might want to be doing what you are doing now? When did you decide that this was the path that Lacey needed to go on and to help out young people and prepare them and their voices for a couple of years through their education?
Oh, yeah, no, infancy. I mean, my parents believed in the Mozart effect, that if you play Mozart to your baby, they'll come out kind of with talent. And so even at 8 years old, I had private voice lessons. I was doing recitals and things like that. And then I went on to school and sang opera, did that for a while, traveled all across Europe singing, and then came back and became a teacher, especially during the COVID days. sort of that online teaching and found a true love for teaching voice and voice anatomy and physiology and things like that. So, yeah, from a very young age, I just knew I would do this for a living. I knew there was nothing else I would love to do more.
So now tell us about the Entertainers and what the group is. For those that may not know that are listening to the program, describe this group, if you don't mind.
Yeah, this is a unapologetically talented group of singers. We have, they're so bright, and they're about 20 of them this semester, so it's a larger group. We usually have 16 to 20, and it's all a cappella, so that means no accompaniment, nothing underneath them. What's really cool about them is they come on stage, they have those pitches in their head, and they just start singing, and they make music together. They tune masterfully to each other, matching vowels, and, you know, do their own style and flavor of popular pop music, all unaccompanied.
You know, the people that know me know that I grew up and did the same things and sang a lot in a cappella groups. And it is difficult, you know, to start, right, and to get going.
Right.
At least I would say this from the fact of you've got 20 people, and some of them may have been around, but there's a lot of practice is where I'm trying to go with this. There's a lot of time that you have to put in to be prepared.
Yeah.
For what you're doing so that you're hitting the right note. You're doing what you need to do to help the person that's next to you, whether it was me in the bass world or whether it's the soprano, the tenor, or whatever it might be throughout time. It takes a lot of work to pull this off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of focus needing focus in rehearsals. You know, we have a lot of staging rehearsals as well. We really just start out with learning the music, tuning to each other's voices, and then, I mean, this has been a process that started in January, just learning all the music. We have about 9 pieces, which is a lot, and usually they're split into 8 different parts, so there has to be a lot of independence in each voice part, and that takes months.
Yeah.
Of rehearsal, right down to the wire, right down to the 18th, we will still be rehearsing and really focused.
So it is a week away. How many hours or how big of a portion of the day are these young men and women putting into the performance to get ready?
Yeah, so since January, we meet 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, for 1 hour, and that's it. So we get a lot done and jam-packed into that 1 hour. And then leading up to the week, we'll be on stage doing staging rehearsals and tech rehearsals with lighting and all of our mics. And we usually extend our rehearsal to 2 hours each day for 4 days a week during that time period. So for the 2 weeks leading up, we'll be on stage, really intense rehearsals for 2 hours.
Lacey Halley talking with us about the upcoming Entertainers performance that I understand is called Love and Betrayal, is that correct?
Correct, yeah, that's our theme.
How did we come up with that?
Well, I was listening to some songs that I really love, like Sucker by the Jonas Brothers and At Last. But then, you know, those are all about love, right? And then I started getting into some pieces that people might not know and then some that they do about sort of betrayal. And I thought these are polar opposites, that dichotomy of like love and betrayal. And I knew I wanted to, and the Entertainers as well, wanted to tell a story. So we sort of set it up into 2 segments. The first being love, where you're madly in love and passionate. And then the second half, after a brief break, will be betrayal. And so kind of this love falling apart. However, you come out, you're resilient, and that heartache is healed in the end.
I can't, listening to you talk about this and then going, and I've got the program kind of pulled up so I can see.
Yeah.
And thinking about Sarah McLachlan, right? You've got River, correct?
Yeah, exactly. You've
got the Jonas Brothers. You're going on, as you mentioned, there could be some that the people do know and don't know, but then trying to see a young entertainer become Sarah or become a Jonas brother, right? And add their own mix into
flavor.
It, right? This seems like an exciting thing for the performers themselves to have this opportunity.
Of course, it's an amazing opportunity for them and a great learning opportunity. I mean, they're going to be up on a huge stage in our wonderful facility using the equipment just like the Jonas Brothers do, just like Sarah McLachlan does. So I think that that's a wonderful opportunity for the students, and they'll get that real live experience with a big audience.
I don't know if we have enough time to get into a lot of the individuals and things, but am I getting this name right? LaDavion Steen, is that correct?
Yeah, LaDavion.
Mm-hmm. All right, how good is he on Take Me to Church?
Oh, he is phenomenal. He has this wonderful falsetto voice, and he goes seamlessly from sort of this high belt to falsetto, and he starts out sort of soft and gets, you know, more passionate throughout, and he just steals the show. He's wonderful. He's one of my second years, too, so we're going to be really sad to lose him next year.
It looks like a great, as you mentioned, talking about it and moving it through, great mix of music here. And you, as the director, how excited are you to hear it all come to? I know you hear it, you know what it is, but on that night, next week, next Thursday, will you be just as excited as the people in the audience to listen and hear how this comes
about? Oh, absolutely. My hands will be out of it. It's totally theirs. They're going to make it their own, you know, take ownership of it, and I'm going to just be in the crowd as a member enjoying it. So I can't wait. I'm very excited. It's so fulfilling to see them be successful, and they will be successful. They're so amazing. They're so skilled. You won't want to miss it.
One of the last things is, are most of these students, entertainers from the North Mississippi area, are we drawing a lot of talent from our cities here in and around Northwest Mississippi?
All of them. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and usually sometimes on our programs, I don't think we did it on the entertainers program, we should have, but we'll say where they're from. So a lot of them are from Mississippi, the surrounding districts and everything. So they're all from Mississippi, and we love to see it.
Absolutely.
All so much talent here. That's what I always say. I'm so biased. With Northwest Mississippi, we have the most talent. I believe it.
Nothing wrong with that. If you don't mind, give us the time and the place and where we need to be to hear this performance.
Yes. So please be at Northwest Mississippi Community College. It's the Heindel Center for the Performing Arts at 7 p.m. on April 18th, next Thursday.
Great job, Lacey. Thanks for being with us this morning, and best of luck as we get ready for the performance next week.
Thank you so much. This is fun.
Have a good day.
You too.
Lacey Halley on with us and discussing the choral part that she is helping direct and taking over the entertainers. It's going to be called Love and Betrayal. They'll start out with the songs of love and move into the betrayal. And it's a wide range of songs. And I think it will really obviously show the talent of the young men and women in that group, the entertainers, 20 of them, she said. It will be next Thursday night. It will be at the Heindel Center for the Performing Arts, 7 o'clock. You can go to northwestms.edu to find out more, or heindelcenter.org for that matter, and get all the information that you need about the upcoming performance of the entertainers. Good stuff there with Lacey. 9:27, we pause for a moment. We're going to try and get the athletic director, Jake Gordon, on phone as he travels south and safely talk with him about the athletic department next.
Thanks for listening to the Bank First Ranger Hour, your connection to Northwest Mississippi Community College on Super Talk Mississippi 93.7 and streaming live at supertalknorthms.com. Just click on the link for the Bank First Ranger Hour.
Thanks again to Lacey Halley for being on with us talking about the entertainers. Their performance comes up 1 week from today. Find out all that information online, if you will. Now kind enough to join us as travel is going on, and there are sports in the spring that's happening, is Athletic Director Jake Gordon back on the program. Hello, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Thanks for being back with us. I know you're on the way to Ellisville and Jones and an opportunity to watch the women's tennis team who finished in the number six spot in Region 23. A great season for Coach Wolf and for that program. Can you kind of discuss what he has done since taking over tennis, and then, you know, the Lady Rangers who get an opportunity to continue in postseason?
Yeah, for a new coach, it's always a challenge for them to come in. He was hired a little bit later, so he was able to recruit a few athletes of his own, but you're kind of inheriting some athletes, and luckily for him, he inherited some good tennis players, and you know, they've been good. It's hard for the athletes, I think, too, because they're recruited by one coach and then another coach comes in, and it's difficult. And but I'm proud of them for how they've handled it, and you know, went out and practiced, and you know, had a good season, and just that kind of perseverance of the women's tennis players. The men's tennis players did well too. They didn't make it for regionals, but you know, the women's tennis players, you know, they've made it to regionals, and they'll have a good shot at making it to the national tournament as well.
So obviously we're dealing with the rain and things throughout most of the day into the afternoon. It looks like in Ellisville things are okay and already underway with this event. It's going to be somewhere after lunch, right? You got to, obviously there are a couple of matches prior with Jones, yeah, taking on East Central, Colin taking on Itawamba before Northwest gets to Meridian. So somewhere in the afternoon when this gets on, and we wish the best of luck to the Northwest women's tennis team. Softball is scheduled to play in Boonville today, but we're still waiting. I messaged our good buddy Brian Lentz. We're still waiting on information on that because of the rain that's continuing to come through. But if you don't mind, go into softball discussion with us.
Yeah, softball, you know, they'll most likely get that game in today because in Boonville they have all turf, and so, you know, they can pretty much play on anything as long as it's not super heavy rain and there's no lightning in the area. The softball team, you know, this season they started out really hot and moved up in the rankings, won a lot of games. They played a lot of the top teams from, like, the Iowa region. They played some teams from Illinois. You know, they played a lot of the teams top in the rankings, and then they hit the Mississippi schedule. And, you know, the Mississippi softball, honestly, is one of the toughest regions as far as softball goes in the nation. And so we hit the Mississippi teams, hit a bump in the road, and had some tough losses where we'd have our chances to score. And, you know, they were there for us. We just didn't take advantage of them. And the other team seemed like every chance they had to score, they took advantage of them. So sometimes it happens that way in baseball and softball. So softball team had a good game. Now, they got a split against Jones, who's in the top of the rankings, honestly. And so on a walk-off home run, and, you know, I'm hoping that kind of win, when you get a walk-off like that, everyone's excited. Everyone kind of forgets about their troubles. I'm hoping that kind of win can propel them to carry that momentum over and, you know, cash in on those chances that they're getting, because they're getting plenty of chances to score. It's just coming up with that clutch hit and coming up with that clutch strikeout as a pitcher to shut the other team down. And so I'm hoping that walk-off win against Jones will kind of propel them and send them in the right direction as far as momentum goes.
Out on the road for Coach Bramlett and company, Boonville today, Saturday in Meridian, and then Wednesday of next week before we do another show in Scuba against East Mississippi. So that's coming up for, yeah, Coach Bramlett and company there, as they are right now 19-13 overall and 6-10 in Mississippi. As we talked with Jake, he is athletic director for the Rangers. So prior to baseball season, talked to good buddy Coach Carson, and Darb, you know, I think we're going to be all right. I don't know. You know, we'll see how it all comes about. You never know with pitching what you're going to get, what you're not going to get. We wake up today, Jake, and we look at the fact that they're 30-11 overall and 15-3 inside the conference. Baseball is just as, you mentioned with softball, very tough in the state of Mississippi. There's still a lot of baseball to go, but the first 41 games for Ranger baseball have been very, very good.
Yeah, I think Mark Carson was sandbagging everybody, saying he didn't have enough pitching and he didn't, you know, injuries were affecting his team, which is true.
It's true.
The kids that we have that are healthy, or they're really grinding out the innings on the mound, and we're coming up with clutch hits where, you know, baseball is taking advantage of all their hits and, you know, all their chances, and we had a big sweep the other night against Northeast. Northeast is always a tough baseball team, and so we won the first game pretty easily, and then what I was proud of in the second game, we were down, which, you know, as 18, 19-year-olds, they can think, oh, we're down, we got the first game, you know, we can kind of take a split, but they came back and took the lead, and they wanted that sweep, and they swept them, and, you know, they just kind of have that fight. So as much as Mark was talking about injuries and, you know, depleted pitching staff, you know, the guys that are healthy are really performing, and they don't want to lose no matter who they're playing. And so they got some tough games coming up. You know, they got Pearl River still coming up, and Meridian will be tough. And, you know, those are all going to be tough, but you can't count them out, and no matter who they're playing. And so, yeah, don't listen to Mark anymore. He'll tell you that they're going to have a bunch of injuries and it might be a rough season, and then they end up getting 30 wins in almost 40 games. So, yeah, he kind of undersold it, and I guess it's better that way. Now they're performing, and they're, you know, every scoring chance that they have, you think something's going to happen. So that's fun to watch.
And their schedule has Saturday in Senatobia against Meridian. They go Monday to Rhodes College for a game against their JV. And East Mississippi comes in on Wednesday of next week, if you're thinking about Ranger baseball. And before I let you go, because I know you are on the way and going to tennis, and that is, I want to mention some things about Coach Beatty and the women's soccer program, how good they have been over time, and the fact that they put out the release that yesterday, five of his players signed with four-year schools. Not only, you know, are we doing the things, you know, on the pitch and winning matches and representing Northwest that way, they're doing their work in the classroom, and then they're moving on and getting an opportunity to advance their skills somewhere else.
Yeah, that's kind of the funnest thing of working at a junior college, is that you get these athletes that come in. They're obviously great high school athletes, and they come in and they work on their game. They get a lot of playing minutes, and they get in competitive games, and they improve themselves. And not everyone has the chance to go on to a 4-year school. Some of them just want to be a student after a couple of years. But it's nice that Coach Beatty has built up this program to where he can show that you come here for 2 years, and if you want to continue on playing soccer, if you want to continue getting a scholarship at a four-year university and cut some of the costs down to getting a bachelor's degree, and that this is a place to come. And so what Coach Beatty's done is something that really hasn't been seen as far as Northwest women's soccer goes. And so it's nice to see them go on. And so now with all the players that have moved on to different schools, it's kind of fun to check box scores of the 4-year universities they go to and see how many minutes they're logging and see if they score a goal or get an assist or a save or whatever they do. So it's fun to see them move on and still compete in soccer and then go get their 4-year degree. So that's probably the best thing about working at a junior college.
Yeah, I agree with you. Safe travels on the way down, and best of luck to the women's tennis team today. Thanks for giving us your time on what is still a busy time for an athletic director, Jake. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Jake Gordon on with us, athletic director, Northwest Community College, talking about a lot of different things. He's going to be heading down to Ellisville as the women's tennis team plays in the middle of the afternoon today against Meridian as the 6th seed in the Region 23 tournament. We wish the ladies there the best of luck. Rain in North Mississippi. It is here and going to be with us until, well, a little bit after lunch. We'll give you that. We've got other things to get into and put the final touches on today's Bank First Ranger Hour. It's 9:41.
We're talking Rangers this hour. Thanks for joining us for the Bank First Ranger Hour. It's a special conversation about Northwest Community College. There's a campus near you, and you can join the conversation by texting to 662-426-1093.
All right, friends, our time here is now almost officially over. A lot of things going on the Northwest campus with all of the spring concerts that continue, the entertainers again next Thursday, coming up next weekend on Saturday is Dogman the Musical. I think we are going to be able to talk about that next week on the program, as well as other things that are going on the Northwest campus and the Fine Arts Department. So we'll do this program again next week with a couple of good guests. I want to congratulate a friend of the program and dean of the DeSoto campus, Dr. Keith Reed, who was chosen with Phi Theta Kappa's Honor Society, recognizing 23 college administrators with Distinguished College Administrator Awards at the Society's convention the first part of this month. It recognizes administrators working directly with student leaders to solve problems on campus and the communities, and those that have taken an active interest in supporting high-achieving and developing student leaders. And Keith Reed was selected as one of 23 to get the Distinguished College Administrator Award from Phi Theta Kappa's Honor Society. So congratulations to him on that and the work that he is doing with the students on the DeSoto campus. Congratulations, Dr. Reed. With that, I say, have a good Thursday. We'll come back, play radio again between 9 and 10 tomorrow. I'll have a Rebel Strike Zone for you between 6 and 7 with Lance on Saturday. So still some work to do as our week continues. Until tomorrow morning, so long.